MNN Sports. I'm Kevin Faulness. The Twins had their issues yesterday in Detroit, mostly trying to find pitches to hit.
Here's the 3-2. Swung on a miss. He struck him out on a changeup in the dirt.
Swing and a miss. He struck him out.
Two-strike pitch. Swung on a miss. And that is strikeout number 10 for Scooble.
Pitch swung on a miss, and down he goes. That's 11 strikeouts for Scooble.
2-2. And it's in there for called strike three. That's the 100. Inning. And it's a baker's dozen for Scooble, and he'll get a roar of approval from this Comerica crowd. Standing ovation for a brilliant Tarik Scooble.
Twins radio the call. Scooble was almost unhittable, giving up just one hit in seven innings. The Tigers blanked the Twins 3-0.
Not just a very good pitcher. We're talking about, you know, a guy that when he's on, he's going to be quite tough. And that was, I think, one of the way that you would watch this game and look at it and say, yeah, Scooble was excellent tonight from beginning to end. He threw a bunch of strikes. The stuff was very good. And even when you make some mistakes, you still got to be on point, and you got to be ready for those mistakes.
That's Rocco Baldelli. Twins are off today. The Lynx pounded the Sun 102-63 yesterday at Target Center. And with that, Cheryl Reeve and company are in the Commissioner's Cup Final.
Well, I'm really happy for the players. They are excited to play in this game, as I'm sure Indy is as well. And, you know, we've said this before, you know, winning the cup, you know, it's hardware and money. Right. So when there's money on the line and, you know, they've talked about, you know, they're going to make more money in a Commissioner's Cup game than what they will in a deep playoff run, you know. And so this is really meaningful to them.
That championship game tomorrow night at 7 o'clock against Indiana. The Wild were busy this weekend, drafted 5 guys in the draft. The Timberwolves were also busy extending both Naz Reid and Julius Randle to contract extensions. Kevin Faulness, MNN Sports.